listen to the Rogue Startups Podcast, where two startup founders are sharing lessons learned and pitfalls to avoid in their online businesses. And now, here's Dave and Craig.
All right, welcome to episode 213 of Rogue Startups, or as I like to say, year 37 of the pandemic, because that's really what it fucking feels like right now. How are you doing, Craig?
Oh, man, I'm good. Yeah, you know, the pandemic and coronavirus and all this is obviously, like, I don't know, probably a lot of what we'll talk about today, although I think we do have some constructive and maybe helpful things to share about what we've been going through and stuff. But I think I'm finding that, you know, confinement and stuff aside is starting to, like, I've accepted where we are, you know, and really starting to look at the long-term implications of what I think this means for economies and people's mindsets and business and things like this. And I don't buy into the, like, it'll never be the same thing. But I guess, you know, like, I do think that, like, we might be the post-World War II Depression era people, like our grandparents, that kept money in their mattresses and always lived below their means and were kind of conservative and all this kind of stuff. Because, I mean, I'm seeing it left and right, and I know you are too, Dave, and, like, the Slack group that we're in together is, some people are just getting hammered, and it's not their fault. I think that's the thing that fries my ass so much, is, like, none of this is my fault. You know, like, the businesses I've built are good businesses, and up until a month ago, they were growing and thriving, and for the most part, they still are. But some people are really hurting, and they didn't do anything wrong. You know, they had great businesses, and it just happens that, you know, when 70% of the economy is shut down, a lot of businesses are hurt because of it. I think that's the thing that gets me. It's like, on a global kind of level, a lot of people are feeling the pain. And that's just from a business perspective. That's not even actually, like, health and psychologically and emotionally what we're all going through. Yeah. That's probably not the answer you wanted for the first 3 minutes of the podcast.
Well, you know, my 37 years comment, or 39 years. I don't even remember how many years I just said 3 minutes ago. That's what my mind is like right now. You know, it just feels like every day or every week you go through a whole bunch of events that it would normally take you a long time to see, and you would have much more time to process. And it's all coming at you very quickly. And that's the part that I think is kind of creating some mental fatigue for me. And, you know, you've got, like you said, there's businesses that you might have or businesses that your friends might have, and you can just see, like, one sector is doing great. Some sectors are, like, seeing massive growth right now, and other sectors are getting kicked in the balls. And, you know, you could have one or many of those things in your own portfolio and be like, oh my God, this feels so random. And yet at the same time, you realize that, you know, it's totally unfair, and it's, you know, it has a lot to do with just what is critical to people in certain aspects of their lives. And when an economy is doing well, people see things as essential and necessary, and then suddenly in times like this, those things all shift on a whim, and you're like, holy crap, where'd that go? And, you know, yeah. I mean, it's one of the things that you just have to sort of live with when you have a business and there's, you know, major shifts. You know, I've lived through four different recessions at this point, and every one of them there's been, like, some kind of random shift, some more substantial than others afterwards, where, you know, people's preferences and people's needs and people's wants dramatically change. And yeah, we're living through one of those right now, and it's hard. It's really hard to be in the middle of that. And this one is definitely weirder and more intense and deeper than any of the others that I've been through.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing, I think deeper and wider almost. Like, I know it's hard to have both at the same time, but wide, in that it's not the housing crisis. It's not the dot-com where, you know, housing crisis, it's mostly real estate and then banks, right? And then, you know, the dot-com stuff, it's, you know, just the dot-com bubble that burst and all these, you know, like it's relatively confined. But this is like, unless you run a SaaS business or an e-commerce store that doesn't really rely on like actual manufacturing, you know, which is like another thing that I'm sure is all jacked up, is like all these supply chains from China are not doing great right now. Not to mention the fact that like Amazon is not delivering anything that's not essential here anymore. So like you can't even ship stuff if you wanted to, but like right. If you're not doing one of those.
I was going to say, let's talk about that for a second, because I think that's one of the shifts that is coming to hit. So everybody's been like using Amazon and talking about how great Amazon is, and Amazon Prime is the delivery and all of that. And now they're like, all right, we're only sending out essential stuff. And people are like, well, wait a minute. I need fish food. And okay, maybe that's not essential to you, but it's essential to me. My fish are going to die if I don't have that. So I think that all of a sudden people are like, oh, there's this whole world outside of Amazon and people that are selling things on these small websites. So, you know, that's one of those subtle shifts that I'm seeing happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that's good, you know, and I think that's like, we're seeing at Castos a lot of interest in podcasting right now. And I think that's the decentralization a little bit. You know, one is people are home and they don't have anything else to do, so they're going to start a podcast. But, you know, maybe what you're seeing in like Shopify is a bunch of people can't sell on Amazon right now, so they got to go find another way to do it. And maybe that's it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, and
it is interesting.
The hard part right now is that it feels like, you know, we've talked about this before where we're like, oh, well, you know, everything's shifted. We got to throw the playbook out. You might have a library of playbooks that you're, you know, sticking around from all these years and all this content that you've saved. Almost all of it has shifted to the point where you're like, I don't know that these rules apply anymore. And yeah, you kind of have to find your way again. And in a way, number one, that's really scary, because as a business owner, you like to have a set of rules. I mean, I don't know about you, but I like it when things are very deterministic, because I know that if I push these buttons over here, pull these levers over here, that money comes out on the other end over there, and maybe there's a little bit of waste in the middle, and I know what all of that looks like, right? Yep. But now it's like, I don't know. All of a sudden, it's like somebody rewired the buttons, added a new one, took away one of my levers, and, you know, I'm pushing things, trying to figure it out again, and bad things are happening. But you kind of want to just leave it alone, and you can't. Like, you have to go and refigure things out. And, yeah, like, ad spend right now on Facebook and AdWords, for those that are doing ad spend, the costs overnight plummeted. And those that stuck with it were suddenly seeing like these incredible return on ad spend. I'm hearing a lot about that in e-commerce, where people were pulling back on their ad spends. And those that didn't were suddenly like, holy shit, this is more effective than it used to be, because they didn't have any competition overnight, which is super bizarre. And like, you know, I had this with my Shopify App Store ads right now. When this all hit, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself, do I really want to keep spending this? I mean, it's kind of a lot. You know, right now I'm probably burning about $1,000 a month on ads in Shopify. But I haven't pulled back on that spend. In fact, I upped it a little bit and I added some keywords, and it's not hurting me. I'll just say, you know, it has been the right answer to stay in there, to stay visible, because there's still lots of activity there. If I had pulled back at that point, I would have lost a lot of business that I'm currently now seeing. So it's definitely one of those things, like, your instinct says to do one. If you do the other, it turns out to be the right answer, and you kind of didn't know which way it was really going to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is unprecedented. It is unprecedented. And I think that, like, if we're honest, we have to say that we will get through this. You know, everyone will get through this. It might look a little different, and your, you know, your jobs and your business might look a little different on the other side. The economy will certainly come back. I think that might be the biggest light at the end of the tunnel for me. Like the biggest kind of glimmer of hope is that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the economy other than the fact that people can't go to work. And if it doesn't last too long and a bunch of people don't get laid off, that they can't get rehired, I do think the economy will come bouncing back, you know, maybe by the end of the year, pretty strong. That's a big if. That's a big if, because I mean, you know, if we here in France and Italy and Spain are seeing that, like, yeah, the curve is flattening, but we're certainly not able to go back to restaurants and people are not able to go back to work yet, and that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. So we're going to be confined for, I think, at least 2 months, and we're not just a month into it now. So to think that we all are halfway through confinement and like many, many, many businesses, I don't care how much stimulus they get, can't survive with 2 months of no revenue and the trickle down that has. If it doesn't last too long, I actually think the economy can come back and be relatively healthy, because a lot of people want to support their local businesses and they're just not able to now. And I don't know about you, Dave, but like, we're not spending any money right now. We're not going out shopping or going out to dinner or anything. So like, yeah, all this disposable income that we have for that stuff is just sitting there. And so like, from a personal finance standpoint, other than my retirement's getting hammered, you know, we're doing better than we were last month. So that's maybe a silver lining. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's... You know, I think what's funny is I think we are now in an unprecedented time of the use of the word unprecedented.
Yeah.
everything we're just talking about, oh, this is really unprecedented, you know, the coronavirus. Oh, this is really unprecedented. You know, it's like everything's unprecedented right now. So you don't have a model. You're not standing on a ground that you really understand or that feels firm. And so like, yeah, I mean, on the one hand, you see like, holy shit, you know, there's how many job unemployment claims were last month here in the U.S.? It was some record number. I want to say like 10 million or something like that. I mean, this didn't even like compare to the Great Depression or the crash of 2008 or any of these other things. It was just like right straight through the roof. But at the same time, like you said, there's this other side of it, which is everybody's stuck at home, and those that are working from home and have jobs right now, there's pent-up demand. Like, we want to go out. We want to do things. We want to go to restaurants. We'd like to go on vacations. We'd like to do all of this stuff, and we can't do any of it. So when we get the all-clear signal, what's that going to mean? Because it seems to me like we're going to have this rush into the economy where all of this demand suddenly comes and tries to fulfill in one shot. And you know, it seems like we're going to have this weird imbalance for a while where a lot of these businesses collapsed and they just can't reopen. But people are going to be like, I want to go to a restaurant. I want to go on vacation. I want to do this. I want to do that. And, you know, maybe half of those businesses are still there. So all of a sudden the businesses that are there are going to be like completely swamped, and they're going to be like, I can't handle all of this. This is too much. So, you know, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how that gets handled. You know, does that mean that there's going to be unprecedented opportunity in 12 months to reopen in the face of all these other businesses here, or these other businesses that declared bankruptcy and then they turn around and reopen and now they've got a clean slate and maybe they're better off, or maybe that piece of the economy just goes away? Like, what happens to the travel sector? The travel sector is getting hammered right now. You know, if you look at e-commerce, anything related to travel, like luggage or luxury goods or travel accessories, anything like that, all of those categories way, way down. Mm-hmm. But what happens when we reopen things again and people start traveling? Do they come back? Are they gone forever? You know, what about travel agencies? And, you know, what happens to cruise ships? And so many fucking questions. I just don't know. I just don't know.
No, and I think that's the emotionally the hard thing. Well, and from like a business strategy and planning perspective, that's the hard thing, is nobody knows. Nobody knows even like when can we go back outside? You know, much less like, what does this mean for the business and my, you know, my customer base and their attitude towards spending and all this stuff? Like, none of us know. And it's funny. I had two different people from a team say, Craig, I heard you on the last podcast and you sounded really bad. Are you okay? And so I don't want to have another one of those episodes today where like people are coming to give me free counseling. But, you know, a little bit like I've kind of emotionally like, I don't want to say given up hope, but kind of like in the really short term, you know, like I know we're not getting out of confinement this month. And I think if you can kind of, I don't say give up, like admit to that in your head and emotionally, then it makes the rest of the stuff you need to do maybe a little easier, which is like, you know, plan for your business in the third and fourth quarter and, you know, start that new, you know, lay the groundwork for that new marketing campaign and all these kind of things. You know, like I think if we can stop worrying about the shit we're in right now on a daily basis, it might give us the opportunity to think more kind of openly and globally about what we want to do 18 months from now or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince myself of that a little bit.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's going on with businesses right now?
I will say overall things are going really well. I think we're understandably seeing that like between the two businesses, like people's appetite for spending the money on a service like Podcast Motor has gone down. And I think, you know, a lot of those are businesses. A lot of businesses are having budget concerns and cuts right now. And so understandably, the demand for that has gone down. Conversely, a lot of people have a lot of time to start podcasts. And so demand for Castos is up a lot, which is awesome. So I would like to think it's all the awesome marketing work that Denise and I have been doing. And maybe it is. Maybe it's that plus kind of riding the wave. But business there is really, really good, which is cool. I think one of the things, I chatted with Kevin McCardle last week about kind of how they're doing with this stuff. And he, you know, he has kind of realized that like the people are really like what make the business. And he puts this a lot more kind of elegantly than I do. But really I think like what we've come to realize is like, as long as everybody on our team is happy and healthy and like relatively sane, that's like my three things, then like I know we can get through this, you know, and like it's going to suck and there's going to be good days and bad days. But I think as long as we can all stay in a decent mind frame, that we'll be able to kind of navigate what comes. And that's kind of like the generalization of like how we're dealing with things, I guess. But yeah, I mean, the answer is it's a mixed bag a little bit. Like specifically about the businesses, but how about you?
Well, it's definitely a mixed bag here as well. So let's just sort of run down all of them at this point. We'll start with the good news, which is Recapture is doing actually unbelievably well right now. So I've seen some pretty substantial expansion revenue, probably in the last month and this month, both. I've seen the most growth and expansion revenue that I've seen this year, and probably in the top three of all time. I have two of those three slots in the last 2 months. So that's really impressive. That's unbelievable. So that's really great. I like that part. But I also had last month the highest month of churn I have ever seen. So, you know, it's like the two of those combined to like eke me out in the positives, and it was still okay. But, you know, seeing all those numbers change that rapidly is scary as hell. So there was that. This month, I'm not seeing that same kind of churn. So I have a feeling it was kind of a one-time panic, you know, people were shutting down their businesses or seeing immediate impacts. And those that are surviving are now seeing positive impacts. I'm still seeing some pretty decent growth. I'm seeing lots of trials. So from that standpoint, Recapture is doing fine. The plugins are a slightly different story. Business Directory plugin, if you did not know that there was a pandemic going on and you were just looking at our revenue chart, it wouldn't look like it was different than any other March or April that I've ever had historically with Business Directory, which is super weird.
That is weird.
I would not have expected that. And, you know, I kind of thought, okay, well, maybe people will be home and they'll start working on stuff and it'll be some growth. No. Okay, well, maybe people are going to be shutting things down and there's going to be less interest in doing Business Directory. Nope. Neither of those happened. And it's just like, it's just humming along. And AWPCP, I'm definitely seeing some declines. Last month was okay, kind of average-ish. But in general, you know, it's slowing down. And this month is slower. Although April can be slow for that plugin. You know, I look back at other Aprils, and April tends to be a slow month just because of tax season, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only reason that's the only thing that I could ever pin down and figure out why do people stop doing this during this period of time. And it was taxes. So, you know, but that's a U.S. perspective. Not everybody's doing taxes in April in other countries. So, yeah, I have no idea. But that one definitely seems to be slowing down. And unfortunately, as a result, I had to let a developer go over that. So,
yeah,
I mean, you know, it definitely has hit our team. So that gets back to your point of people and, you know, making sure that the people that you have are well taken care of and that you're able to serve them and serve the business and serve your customers. And if you can do all of that, yeah, you're not doing too bad. And I've definitely had to have conversations with, you know, I talked to Bobby on the support team and my other developers, all of my developers, you know, I'm asking them, how are they doing? What's going on? You know, some of them have some really crazy stuff that was going on even before all of this. And now they've got the pandemic on top of it to deal with. And some of them, you know, this is like, you know, not a huge change to their routine. Some of them were like, you know, if I didn't look at the news, I wouldn't know that there's a pandemic because I'm never leaving my house. That's what some of my developers have said to me. I'm like, oh, so you're a hermit too. Okay, I get it. But yeah, I mean, just trying to manage everybody's personalities and keeping them happy and keeping them sane. I find myself having to keep more in touch with my team now than I did before. It seemed like I could let things go for longer periods of time. I don't have like daily Slack chats with a lot of my folks. Some I do. The Recapture guys I do, mostly because there's production issues that we have to deal with. But, you know, like when Bobby and Salman and Diego, my team that are working on the plugins, you know, they're typically communicating with each other and doing their stuff. And I kind of stay out of all that unless they escalate to me. But now I've been like, you know, checking in more to find out how are things going. And, you know, they have, I noticed that things get more emotional now, probably because they've got all these other things going on in their life. And so now they have less patience to deal with pain in the ass customers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that, you know, things get pushed to me a little sooner than I think they would have normally. And, you know, I am not angry about that. I try to be extra understanding here and say, all right, let's take a step back here, take a deep breath. Let's look at this from this perspective. You know, I feel like you have to be a little bit more of an interventionist in those cases. Cause you know, people are dealing with a lot of shit and you know, if you take care of them, they can take care of your customers and everybody gets taken care of, in a larger picture, I guess. That's the way I keep looking at it. But yeah, yep. It's definitely, you know, it's gone up from normal into to hard mode now for sure.
Yeah, you know, talking about support, one thing that I think we've noticed is, you know, everybody is stressed, right? So customers sending in a question about especially billing related things, you know, hey, what the you know bleep did you do? Da, 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 da. This is whereas
wait,
know,
did you just not cuss on our own show? The
yeah,
one that
you know
like, we wear that explicit badge proudly. Are you?
No, I did because I've been trying to get my kids into listening to podcasts. Like, I want them to listen to Planet Money or something cool like that.
And so now you tell me that, okay, so they can listen to me swearing, but they don't even want them to hear your dad swearing. Oh, that's that nasty guy I podcast with. He just has a potty mouth.
I don't know. I don't know that I want to move 100% to that side. I'm just trying to, like, in my moments of, like, clarity, I'm trying to get a little bit better about it.
Craig.
Yeah, we will never be for everybody. I think if we've done that, we've missed the boat in terms of our audience alignment. Yeah, I mean, we just see a different tone in the last week in a lot of support emails. You know, really mad people, especially anything around billing. Whereas, you know, before, you know, every once in a while it happens, right? It's support, but yeah, that's a good thing to keep in mind. Is like, yeah, everybody's stressed right now, so like, trying to have some empathy for them and kind of go above and beyond as much as we can. You know, something, Dave, I'd be interested to get your take on this. We've definitely seen from other providers, like, hey, you know, because of coronavirus, we'll give you, you know, 2 months free or something like that. And obviously, like, us as, you know, bootstrap businesses or people that haven't taken a whole ton of money can't do that. Do you feel like that's something that's necessary for a lot of businesses, or like to stay competitive, or like if you're trying to win on price, which that kind of is, like, do you feel like you're attracting the wrong kind of customers? How are you approaching
that?
I have
thoughts on this. Do I have thoughts on this?
Specifically around coronavirus, not like pricing, but like specifically. Like around this.
So I think this very much depends on your business. So I'll give you a story about a customer of mine that regards this. So I had a customer who came to me, and this customer was recovering tens of thousands of dollars a month, and they're paying like $99, $200 a month, somewhere in that range, depends on the month. Which, you know, if you do the ROI, it's really high. Like, it's obvious that I'm making the money. And then they're coming back saying, yeah, our cash flow is really tight and we're struggling right now, and I have to take this to my partners and justify this cost. And like, I sat down and did this whole analysis and said, look, we're making you a crap ton of money. If you think that canceling this makes sense, then please do it. Otherwise, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do this right now. And he kept coming back on it. And then eventually he, like, you know, threw out the shame card saying, well, most of the other providers that we've talked to have, you know, said that they're going to give us a discount here. Can you help us out for just a month? And so finally, and this is going to be much to the disappointment of some others that were following this story, I actually caved in and I gave him a free month. And I think you have to take it on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, this guy clearly benefiting from my tool. Clearly, I can demonstrate the amount of money that I'm making them. So there's a very strong case for me to say to them, look, you don't need a discount. We're making you tons of money. If you take us away, you're going to lose tons of money. Why do you want to do that? I don't know that every business has that strong of a case. And right now, if you are in one of those situations where your business isn't that close to the money, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, I need some help, you know, can you give us X months free or this percent off or something? I think you need to look at it and say, all right, I will say this. I don't think that just giving a number of months free is the right answer, because it sends a signal that you're willing to basically devalue your service. I think, and it also means that you, if you don't get money and you don't have enough to run your business, you can't survive. So then it makes no sense in my book to give somebody free whatever for your service if they are deriving strong benefit from it. If they're not deriving benefit from it, maybe you just say, look, maybe this isn't the right thing for you now. Would you like to pause your subscription for N months and then come back later when it's available? And this is now a feature that you can do on Stripe. So I think you need to kind of look at it from a perspective of, what is it that this customer is getting from me? How can I try to keep them in the long term? And if they're deriving benefit from my service, then how can I come up with something that's a win-win proposition? But, you know, I mean, in the case of me, he was asking for like 3 months free up front. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's so not going to happen. I'm not going to give you $36,000 where you're basically paying me zero during that time. That's an unfair transaction.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I think you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis, and it really depends on the kind of business you are. So this is like getting back to the aspirin, vitamin, candy analogy, right? If you're an aspirin business, you're in a very strong position right now. And that is exactly why you want an aspirin business in the first place, is because this is this is the time when people keep the aspirin, they look really hard at the vitamins, and they kick the candy out of the basket, right? And sometimes the vitamins get kicked out of the basket too. In fact, a lot of the times the vitamins can get kicked out of the basket. So those are the businesses that I see that are suffering. But how you get defined in one of those three categories right now is super weird too, right? Because you could say that things like, going back to the e-commerce example I had earlier, you know, things like luggage were a pretty strong business on its own. Like if you're going traveling, you need to have luggage, and there are ways to serve that. You know, you've got like the specialized computer travel bags. I mean, every time I go and buy a computer bag, I don't just go and grab a random computer bag. I look on all these travel sites and find out people that have taken these things on deep treks. And it's not like I really abuse my computer bag, but when I get one, I keep it for a long time. And so for me, it's a necessity. And I think a lot of other people, especially in our industry, look at their computer bag as a necessity. So that's a travel accessory that is considered a necessity. So if you had that business, you were probably at least in the vitamin category, maybe in the aspirin category, but now all of a sudden you're in the candy category.
So
how your business gets classified during these times is super bizarre, super bizarre. And that's the part that's hard. So, you know, I'm wandering around a bit here, but to get back to the summary of your question there, I think you should look at it. I think you should be empathetic, and I think you should try to come up with something that works for you and the customer, but it can't be one-sided.
Yeah, that's a very good summary. And we're doing a similar thing, without sharing the secret sauce. Basically, one thing I've seen that I like a lot is I went to cancel something the other day, and they asked why you're canceling it, of course, and coronavirus is one of the options. So these people are really on the ball. They changed their kind of in-app cancellation process to include this. And that's cool. And we're not there, and we might do it. I don't know. But basically people have emailed in to us and said, hey, you know, I lost my job, blah, 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 you know, something, you know, financial hardship. And we're working with them for sure on an individual basis. Because I think that, one, it's the right thing to do, right? Like, we can, on an individual basis, do this, and so we should. Two, it's good business sense. You know, we want those people to be customers for as long as we can. And if they're a customer at a discounted rate for a couple months and then come back to being kind of full-paying customers later, that's great, right? It's a lot easier than acquiring a whole new customer from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a little bit the sad thing is I would like to do more of this, if I could, you know, like if we were MailChimp, right? You know, to say like everybody who clicks this box gets 50% off for 2 months. But we're not, you know, I mean, like the business pays the rent and, you know, for me and a handful of other people. And so that like we gotta keep the business alive. And that's like one thing that I've like communicated to the team a little bit is like, hey, I might not be as directly active in things that I was directly active in a month ago because my job right now is making sure we all have jobs. You know, it is like if the company survives, we're all going to be happy. If I'm not here for you in a way that I used to be here for you with, you know, doing marketing stuff or helping with support or whatever, it's because I'm thinking of ways to keep this all going. And I think, you know, especially if you have anybody kind of working on your team and relying on your business to support their family, that should be more important. That time you spend should be kind of more important to you now than it was a month ago, where like a month ago, we might not have thought that much about like, what am I doing in the business to make us financially viable today? Like we think about that some, but right now, a lot of us are thinking about that a lot. And I think that the sad thing about that is I think we are causing a lot of the pain in the economy, because of that, is like a lot of freelancers and consultants and stuff are getting let go, because we all are sitting here, all business owners are sitting here and saying, there's pain, there's going to be more pain. What do I need to do to make sure that my business survives so I can provide for my family and for everybody that works for me's family? And that takes a lot of different shapes. But usually involves
making tough decisions is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, and long-term, Dave, I don't know what like this will look like long-term, for sure. But I think right now, I think the best thing that a lot of us can do is kind of hunker down, you know, like, practically, you know, like to just say, keep doing what we're doing, serve our customers as best we can, be strategic about what we're doing, and try not to think about it too much. You know, like I think the times when I get really sideways is when I read the news a lot and think about what this could mean if we stay like this for 2 or 3 months. I get really bad, and so I purposefully don't think about it very much.
I find that I have to limit my news consumption to twice a day for 5 minutes each, and that's it. And if I do more than that, then I just start getting wound up and crazy about things, and or like looking at my stock market, looking at the stock market, looking at my retirement portfolio and the losses sustained in there. Like all of those things are not healthy.
Yeah.
So focus on what you can control. Take good care of yourself. Be empathetic to your customers. Realize they're human too. And try to do the best you can within the context of your business. Obviously, giving things away and, you know, making one-sided deals and stuff like that doesn't work out for you. So, you know, you got to take care of everybody. But I think that's okay to say, look, this is win-win. We both stay alive in this scenario. And, you know, that's what's most important here, is that we try to all take care of each other.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so I'd love to hear, you know, how other folks are kind of dealing with this and how it's, you know, kind of affecting them directly in their lives and their businesses. I feel like, Dave, we have a really great community of listeners here, and would just like to hear from folks about, you know, how they're doing, good or bad. Send us a message, podcast@roguestartups.com, or hit Dave and I up on Twitter. Yeah, Dave, I've completely given up Twitter these days. It's just, it's the worst dark place ever. So I don't even go there. So don't hit me up on Twitter. I'm not on there, but just send us an email and we'll get back to you.
You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm still swimming around in the cesspool there.
But yeah, I think, you know, from both Dave and I, hope everybody is happy and healthy, and you know, dealing with this as best we can. Certainly if we can do anything to help, let us know. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Rogue Startups. If you haven't already, head over to iTunes and leave a rating and review for the show. For show notes from each episode and a few extra resources to help you along your journey, head over to roguestartups.com to learn more.